There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. They're trapped inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
The adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. You guys, Bradley is back.
Hi, everyone. Back from another cruise. No, I didn't go on a cruise.
No, but
I did go, an air cruise.
Sure.
A plane.
Is that okay? An air cruise. You mean an airplane?
Everything's
right.
A cruise, okay. Girl, if you try hard enough.
That's true. Just our walk down to the cafeteria today.
We did a foot cruise.
That's right.
Down to get some free food in celebration of 100 years.
You guys, Hubbard is 100 years old.
Isn't that
today.
Amazing?
It's a big deal, of course. This is a great company, and I'm not just saying that because I work for them and I'm
contractually
on the
obligated
air.
To say that.
But they've done so many things over the years that are innovative that you probably just don't even know about.
Like radio and television.
Yes.
And now the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, America's most beloved midday radio program.
Oh, yes. Which is what you're here for. And we got to talk about some things that have been happening. We got to start with the Royals. What's the latest?
Oh, my God. Actually, we got to come back to this side of the continent. Well, it's a different continent.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not going to New York, though. We're going to America. America.
Okay.
I didn't have any America music handy.
Fine.
Do we have any?
I'm good in America. Mexico right now.
Well, whatever. We are not in the UK, but we are talking about royals, specifically Prince Harry and Dawn. Oh, my God.
Prince Harry
I'm
and Dawn?
I'm going to say words.
Oh.
No, that's not the name of the show. Unless he fills in when I'm gone.
Yes,
which
he does.
I'd be fine with.
Uh-huh.
The Heritage Foundation is suing the government over Prince Harry. What? Is this the McLaughlin Group? Is this CNN? No.
No,
we don't
it's
do
not.
News and politics here. But guess what? We do when it involves Prince Harry. Yes, you heard me right. The conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, is suing the United States of America over Prince Harry. I bet you got a lot of questions.
I do. What do they care if Prince... What about Prince Harry?
Oh, by the way, I found the music.
Oh. Okay.
Prince Harry was allowed into the United States of America, despite the fact that in a memoir he published, Don...
Yes.
He admitted to using drugs. And apparently, the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, and I don't need to get too deep in the politics, y'all, but I think this is hilarious anytime... My pop culture stories get mixed into politics, and increasingly in the world, here we are. Anyway,
okay.
So the court, just the one, is going to be hearing this case wherein the Heritage Foundation wants DHS, that is the Department of Homeland Security, to release some documents showing how Harry was allowed into the country. Because, of course, Prince Harry Windsor... is not an American citizen. And therefore, when he enters the country, he needs to have permission. And so they think, based on the admissions he made in spare, and according to other reports, that he did drugs. And so if he did drugs, that should have been a part of the visa process. He should have admitted it, and the Department of Homeland Security should have dealt with it. And if they didn't, shame on them. So, clearly, this is an attempt by the Heritage Foundation to sort of, like, get DHS to have egg on their face, to, like, kind of come up with something that says they didn't do their job,
okay.
I would assume. I don't care about all that. I mean, I do follow the law, don't break rules, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Fine. But really, like, this is what you're going to spend your money on, Prince Harry? Of all of the things that you, as a conservative think tank, could come after the federal government for doing, you're going to focus on the stuff we talk about from noon to three here on My Talk 107.1.
It's really weird. And I noticed, I didn't know anything about them, and I noticed that you can become a member and pay into that. Okay. So I wonder if their members who are paying members want their money used to discuss something. I mean, it just seems a little far-fetched.
Look at you using facts.
I don't know. There's much time in the day, and I don't understand why they're focusing on this.
I think it's really just an attempt to make the government look bad.
Okay.
Like, what did you know? And we know that, you know, in politics... which we don't talk about
because it's just
like,
you know,
you do
we
your
don't
thing.
Offend anybody
there are so many
way.
Other places. Well, it's not even about offending.
And it's
boring. I mean, for me, I don't. Thank you. For me, it's boring and it's tired. And there are 800 other places you can go have those arguments and conversations. This is the one place we don't do that. But I still found it hilarious that they were like, you know, what we should do next month is we should see if Prince Harry got treated differently. Oh. Here, like, if we find out the federal government treated a very privileged person and a celebrity differently than anybody else, would I be surprised? Look at my face. Am I surprised?
Not at all. Okay.
That's just
and
the Botox.
Wouldn't it be, I don't, so I thought, I just assumed that the law meant if you had been prosecuted for a crime. Mm. Involving drugs,
yeah, that's
distribution,
a great...
or you were a drug dealer, or you had been caught with drugs and then gone to jail. I don't think that's ever happened for him. He just said in the book that when he was a teenager, he's talking about smoking joints and stuff doing mushrooms
at Courtney Cox and all that stuff
at Courtney Cox's house on U.S. soil. But I don't know. Like, he's never been arrested. And plus, it could be fiction.
Also, okay, here's where I will entertain. And this is when I did the story, when I read this story last night. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking. I know you're like, why are they talking about the Heritage Foundation? Look, because they're talking about Prince Harry, and they're trying to get the government to show that they gave Prince Harry special treatment, which, again, if that were the case, don't do that. Don't give people special treatment. But the thing that I did sort of find myself wanting to know, I was like, okay, well, I don't want to just like disavow this claim outright because I, you know, don't want to talk about politics or get into the, you know, finer points of the Heritage Foundation. But you brought it up. Okay, so I am curious then, what is the rule, right? Like, I think there's a lot of assumptions in this story,
mm-hmm.
but I am curious, what is the rule and was this rule applied fairly? Now, do we need to spend all this time and money and go to court to make it an issue to find out? I don't know. To me, you can put that in the category of like, this would be interesting to know, but I don't know that it's really what I want my government spending its time focusing on.
Yeah,
there are a lot of other people I think they should be more concerned with who they let into the country. And I will say, as a person who is in recovery from not drugs, but alcohol, that it is true that certain countries will not allow you into their country if you have, you know, for example, it used to be the case, I don't know currently, but it used to be the case that you couldn't go to Canada if you had a felony on your record, like a DUI.
Okay.
If a DUI was on your record, you wouldn't be allowed to go to Canada.
I see.
And so that was like, that's a real impact on people traveling. So people in the recovery community, that's an important topic of conversation and, you know, something that like affects real people's lives.
Sure.
Okay, great. That's an interesting conversation. But like, so I am curious if they applied a different standard for Prince Harry. I wouldn't be surprised. But at the end of the day, I'd be more concerned about like, well, overall...
Are you taking the time?
Are we keeping people out that shouldn't be? Or are we letting people in who shouldn't be? Like those, you know, generally speaking, not specifically like, Prince Harry, get out of here.
So I wonder, this is the only way I could come up with maybe, but then they would have to prove it. Like, are they taking hair samples from everyone and doing a 5-panel, you know, drug test to see if you've ever done drugs in your life?
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, okay, well, if you're doing that for everyone, I understand.
Yeah.
But if you're not, then everything else was just hearsay. It's a book that part of
I guess,
could be fiction.
I guess the argument would be like, if he lied, on the documents.
Because again, a they want to see. Have you ever done drugs?
They want to see the documents. And okay, so I think what they're trying to do is embarrass people. And it's either going to be Prince Harry or the government, which again, fine. Sure. If they did something they weren't supposed to, or if he lied, okay, that's bad. But like, turn on the news, Dawn.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things to do.
I know, and there's only so much time in the day, like I said.
I mean, I don't really know if you, like, at the next meeting, people are like, so I think this month we should see if Prince Harry filled out the right paperwork.
Yeah.
Trust. You will have a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people would be interested to learn whether or not he lied on his paperwork or the government, you know, gave him a special deal or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Because we know the audience is sort of predisposed to look down their nose at Prince Harry and
I'm reading here, this is a government website, travelstate.gov.
Oh, look at you getting all
it says an applicant's current and or past actions, such as drug or criminal activities, as examples, may make the applicant ineligible for a visa.
Yeah. So again, so we don't know. Maybe they saw he did some cocaine, big deal.
Drug activities.
I don't think they would say that, but I'm just saying, like, maybe that was disclosed and they decided to err on the side of he's famous, let him in. Or the preponderance of evidence indicates that just because of his past drug use should not prevent him from being a constructive.
Because then we need to look at everybody.
Well,
and you're like, well, not everybody wrote a tell-all book about themselves.
People who complain about the government not paying attention to the right things, is this the right thing?
I think not.
Okay.
I'm just going to come out
and
say it.
We're not talking politics.
It's fine. Whatever way you lean, there are other things that you could maybe be focusing on.
Yeah, no, again, whatever.
Human rights your boat. Would be something.
Yes. Oh, I got stories, Dawn. Yeah. Okay, hey, look. We got so much to talk about today, and not even wherein the federal government is concerned. There is a big debt ceiling deal we need to talk about.
Yes.
There is a war in Ukraine that we need to talk about. And
I'm not laughing at those things. I'm laughing at Bradley bringing them up.
No, I'm being facetious because we are not going to talk about those things. But I will tell you, our good friend Mike over there has a big fat crop of dirt to share with us. Yeah, big fat crop.
Oh, I thought you said crap.
No. Well, I don't know if his stories are crap.
It can be both.
Do you got a big fat crap over there, Mike?
No, but crop of crap.
Fabulous. Bust out your big old crop of crap when we return right here on My Talk. I need a hero. Yes, you do, My Talkers. And have I got a hero for you. Hero Home Services, that is. And by the way, have you taken advantage of their $69 furnace tune-up? I didn't say furnace. I said AC. I said furnace because it's actually what we did last fall, and they do that as well, but it is AC time. So, $69, have Hero out. They are going to make sure your air conditioner will blow beautiful, delicious, cold air all summer long. How do I know this? Well, because I have been a customer of Hero now for the last couple of years, and whether it's issues, they actually helped us with an issue on our AC. We didn't have the tune-up, but we had them out to fix it. Because we didn't have the tune-ups, and then it broke, and then they had to come out. Anyway, long story short, they fixed our problem immediately and taught us a thing or two about our air conditioning and the process that helps keep our home cooler for less all year long. You can have the same experience when Hero comes out to your home today for $69. Call Hero.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
J-O-Y.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And we have the latest in entertainment from Mike and the Dirt Alert. Hello, Mike.
Hello. We'll start it off with something coming to an end, and that is the residency that Billy Joel has at Madison Square Garden.
Oh.
I didn't know he had a residence at Madison Square Garden.
For the last 10 years, he's been a very regular...
10 years?
Yeah.
Residency.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
150 concerts, 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not a huge Billy Joel fan, but I'm happy for them.
He is going to be wrapping it up. It sounds like the final 10 concerts will be starting October 20th, 2023. And then by July of 2024, will be coming to an end.
We got to get our tickets. Yeah. Oh, you don't care.
I mean, I would go. Billy Joel's like one of those people.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. That just, you know, I would know every song.
Yes.
Not all, but most of them. But I'm just kind of like, you know.
I wouldn't want to see him any other place than in New York, though.
Oh,
you
sure.
You know what I mean?
So. And the mayor kind of echoed that thought. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says, there's only one thing that's more New York than Billy Joel, and that's a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden. For more than 50 years, Billy's music has defined our city and brought us together on behalf of the 8.5 million New Yorkers. Congratulations, Billy, on this historic run of sold-out shows at MSG.
Oh, my gosh. More than 50 years.
Monosodium glutamate.
Whoa. MSG.
So there you go.
Was did he perform at Target Field?
Sounds right.
Sure. I mean,
because I feel like I saw him at Target Field.
Okay.
Yeah. Like maybe 2017-ish.
Oh, that's a recent. Well, I guess it isn't now. 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was before, but you know, before time.
Yeah, like July 28th, 2017 at Target Field.
Must have been.
Yeah, right around that time.
Must have been.
That's just
okay,
off,
anyway.
Off top of my head.
So yeah. I guess I don't need to go see him.
No,
but
you don't.
If you guys want to see him, go. I'll hold down the fort.
It's okay. You didn't remember the concert. There was a movie, an entire movie.
Oh my.
That I don't remember seeing, and I'm going to have to watch it again.
What movie?
It's called Knock at the Cabin. Oh. Anyway.
Her realizing this yesterday was one of the highlights of my day.
So you just woke up.
We were talking about it, and I thought my boyfriend had just seen it. And so I texted him. I go, did you like this movie? He goes, yeah, we saw it together. This was just in February.
Oh,
and
girl.
I'm like, I don't remember seeing
February!
This at all.
And she was literally watching like the trailer saying, I have no recollection of this movie whatsoever.
I just remember
besides
the trailer. Honey.
Mm-hmm. I think you were abducted by aliens.
I know, honey. Maybe I fell asleep. I don't know. Anyway, that is not why we're here.
Well, it is an M. Night Shyamalan movie, so maybe, like,
actually, Don,
you did actually,
that
you
is why we're
living
here.
The movie.
Oh, I'm living it?
It was actually a movie about your life.
Ah!
We're in a movie right now.
It's an Armageddon movie.
Okay,
let's move on. Apparently, we've got a, the list of people who are apparently in the running for Superman. Did you hear about the former Bold and the Beautiful star?
Oh, yes.
Pearson Foddy in the running?
Pearson Foddy.
Pearson.
How do you spell his last name?
F-O-D-E with the little line over the top of the E. Isn't it Foddy?
Yeah.
Foddy. I don't know how you pronounce it, but he looks... I mean,
he looks like Superman to me.
He almost would be too pretty, maybe.
Here's the key, though. James Gunn talked about in an interview the fact that he wants somebody from humble beginnings, wants somebody that understands, like Superman, the humility that Superman had from his character of growing up there in Kansas. Well, this guy, very good looking former guy from the Bold and the Beautiful, actually grew up in a small town on a small farm in Moses Lake, Washington. And he sent in a video of him in a Clark Kent-like fashion, and Gunn said he really liked what he saw.
I mean, he does have that sort of, you know, aquiline jaw, like classic handsome, square, you know, just like Superman, what has typically been presented to us as a Superman-like character. So he does meet that sort of stereotype.
Physical standard.
Yeah.
And we know he can memorize lines because,
that's a hard job.
Oh, my God. They have so many
operas,
every day that they just have to crank out. That is an amazing thing to me. So, I'm rooting for this guy.
Yeah, on the short list, it sounds like.
Okay.
So we'll continue to wait to hear the answer of who's going to be the next Superman, just like we're waiting to find out who's the next Bond going to be. Spider-Man, though, is going to be having previews starting tonight. This is the Spider-Man, and it's the Across the Spider-Verse, the animated one. Mm-hmm. That's a follow-up to Into the Spider-Verse. And it's expected to do really well this weekend. Going to be flirting with maybe triple digits at the box office. But the cool news we got from producer Amy Pascal today is that they're already talking about what could be coming next in this series, including a live-action Miles Morales movie and also a Spider-Woman movie.
Oh, I'd be down with that. Do we know anything about Spidey-Woman?
We don't. I mean, there's like Gwen, she's in the mix, and I think she at one point took over. I mean, there's so many multiverses. There are so many different versions of Spider-Man played by different people.
True.
So, yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it.
This is going to do really well. Do you think that Little Mermaid will get in the way?
I think so.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah. Well, this weekend, though.
That's a couple months away.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think that was coming out?
Oppenheimer is the same weekend as Barbie movie.
Remember?
Oh, Barbie.
We're going to see Oppenheimer and then Barbie.
Yeah, I was conflating or mixing up Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, Little Mermaid's still obviously doing well. That's going to be the main competition for Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse. And again, 80, 90 million is what they're hoping for That's for crazy. This weekend.
It's going to do 102 million.
There you go.
All right, Dawn. You better be right. Otherwise, we're going to come back and prove that you were wrong.
Place that's going to be very excited if that is indeed the case is AMC Theaters. They've announced, though, that their streaming service is coming to an end. Do you remember when they did the streaming service?
No.
Yes, I vaguely remember this. And also, why did it fail so miserably? I don't.
Yeah, this was early on. It was actually October 2019 is when they launched this streaming service. And you would think maybe with the pandemic and everything, this would be a perfect fit. But it's hasn't done very well.
I imagine just because they don't. There must be something obvious that they don't have, which is the marketing or the license to the right movies, or they couldn't show them right away, or there was something that had to have gotten in the way of people actually using a service like that. Because it seems like that might be a winning strategy, right?
Well, there are so many streaming services. I think they've been really reactionary. Like they had their huge reaction and shut out the MoviePass company.
Well, and then stole the idea.
And stole the idea and made it their own. So it's like they're reacting to streaming. They're reacting to that. And I know the MoviePass failed. I was a member.
Jamie and I both were. And it was like,
it was so cool.
Absurdly a good deal, which is why it crashed and
burned.
That's
right. Yeah. But. Okay, AMC.
It's back. You know it's back, by the way. Okay. But actually, this is funny.
This
and
is
sorry
saying
to,
like the Fire Festival is back.
Fine. To detract you, or to all. Take you off topic, but it's really on topic, is that they are doing the same thing. So AMC did take the MoviePass deal and sort of make it their own.
Yeah.
But now MoviePass has actually negotiated with movie theaters to make it a valuable proposition for both of them again. It's a different model.
Okay.
So it is back in a new life.
Okay.
Even though the movie companies like AMC, the movie theater companies, have their own similar.
And they're not going to be involved.
They won't be competing.
Right. Okay.
Directly.
And if you were one of the few users of AMC's streaming service, it's being replaced by Fandango's Vudu, and you'll get a discount if you become a member, as they're going to be absorbing all of the library and the content.
I see. Thank you for finally getting in the story that you came here for.
It's all good.
Sorry, Mike.
Mike, you got any juicy bits of gossip over there?
You know I do.
Good, because I want some blind items when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
A Little Blind Spot.
Hey guys, Bradley here with great news from my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Not only do select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of up to $1,200, but you can save even more money with rebates on Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation now through July 31st. Get a $150 rebate when you buy 4 Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation and receive a $38 rebate for each additional unit with PowerView. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Now is the time to take advantage of some major credits and rebates. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are amazing and available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today and let their experts help you through every step of the process, or check them out online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. It is time to get to those juicy bits of gossip with all the names left out.
Blinded by the item.
Bradley, you can ask Dawn. They've been extra juicy lately.
Oh, good. I like them juicy.
Yeah, we called him the juice man yesterday.
Okay. All right, Jack LaLanne.
That's what I do. Deliver it. Here we go. We're going to start it off with this one. This not well-liked music manager is about to sue their biggest client because the client owes them a ton of money because they have not been working.
Wait, did you say music manager?
Yep.
Cade Hudson?
Scooter Braun?
Okay, first off. Nope. Second off.
No.
Scooter Braun, because everybody hates Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
This not well-liked music manager is about to sue their biggest client because the client owes them a ton of money because they have not been working.
Bieber.
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
So Scooter is going to sue Bieber?
Oh, this is a bad move.
Yeah, filling in the blanks here for this blind item from MNT lawyer, crazydaysandnights.net. Scooter Braun apparently is going to be going after his biggest client, which is Justin Bieber, after the Biebs apparently owes a ton of money because, of course, we know Bieber sold the music catalog, but has not been working besides that.
Well,
so
they better be careful because I feel like, I don't know, this is going to be a war.
This is going to be weird territory.
It's not good. Why did you say that?
It's not good because, as we know, we're unclear. First of all, he's had a medical condition that's prevented him from just living his life comfortably. We do know that. And also, yeah, they can just bring that one thing up in court and say, here's some proof that our client, my client, Justin Bieber, has a medical condition. You can't sue him for not being able to do his job. You know?
Yeah, but he must feel like he's got something to sue on.
Yeah. Eesh. I just think it's going to be really tough.
Yeah. If he believes the blind items or there is truth to the blind items, then maybe the reason why he's working isn't the medical condition. It's just the fact that he's tied up in a whole bunch of other stuff.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Oof.
So maybe this would be a sign of why he's coming after him because he's, I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Again, you never know because we don't know but what we know. And what we know is not nothing.
If it's in court, though, we will know more of nothing.
Unless it's not
anything
shown on court TV.
Sure. But in Nancy papers, Grace. In paperwork.
Or like those drawings.
Oh, man.
Sketches. I like those.
Me too. I want to become one of those.
Do that. You got another blind item?
Let's learn more about what we don't know.
Blinded by the item.
We'll move on to this one. This A-minus list actress will never be as famous as some of her siblings. She will also never be as nice. You try to stop her for a picture and see the look of disgust you'll get from her. Unless she is at a premiere and there are cameras all around her and then she'll force a fake smile. There will never be a pleasant fan interaction with her away from the camera. Oh, and by all means, don't under any circumstance mention her siblings.
Ooh, so this is a jealous sibling.
Okay, is this a Cyrus?
No.
Okay, is it an Osborne?
No.
Okay, those were my two guesses.
Actor family?
Actor family.
Like movie actors?
Bit of everything. Yeah. Yes.
Patricia Arquette?
No.
Ooh.
I will say the siblings, definitely known for TV acting, although there was a little bit of movie sprinkled in. This particular individual, the A-minus list actress, originally a movie actress, and now a lot of streamers.
I keep coming up with like music families.
Yeah,
you know,
me
like,
too.
Like Spearses.
Yeah.
But it's not Jamie Lynn Spears.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not Lawrence because they don't have a sister.
I just went through a list of ridiculously just scrolling through sibling, like stars with siblings.
And?
I mean, there's like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that's a good one. Because Jake.
Now, keep in mind the word here. This A-minus list actress will never be as famous as some of her siblings.
Siblings.
So she has
like a lot.
She has like five siblings.
What?
And NT Lawyer is
this has to be a Duggar?
NT Lawyer is implying that two of those siblings she'll never be higher than.
We got a text from Donna. Should I read it on the air?
Is it a Jackson? Is it LaToya Jackson?
But we keep coming up with music. You want me to read Donna?
Go ahead and read what Donna says.
Okay, what did Donna say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the Olsons?
Donna's
Look
got
at
it!
Donna!
Donna! Nice. Yes!
So
I
who
try
are we
not
referring
to look at
to?
My phone during the show because
yeah.
I get really distracted.
But look, we'll take any port in a storm.
Nice job, Donna.
Good job, Donna. So I want to know, fill in the blanks here.
Well, yeah, I'll fill in the blanks there. Obviously, the A-minus list actress that NT Lawyer is talking about is Elizabeth Olsen. She, of course, from the Marvel Universe. She also has that new show, Love and Death, with Jesse Plemons she's got out there right now. She's got some other streamers with WandaVision and whatnot. But according to NT lawyer, Elizabeth Olsen will never be as famous as Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Oh. And she'll never be as nice either. Try to stop her for a picture, and then goes on and on about the
I thought the Mary-Kate and Ashley were just too busy, like, stink eyeing everyone with ciggies in their mouth.
Apparently, they're nice, according to NT Lawyer, compared to their sister Elizabeth.
I guess I
Elizabeth.
Would be too if I had like $1 million side hustle.
$1 billion. God. Well,
yeah,
they're very, very famous in the French fashion world.
Sarkozy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one.
Over to another one. We will go with this one. When you are the lead actress in the biggest movie in the world, you wouldn't think your boyfriend could, you would think your boyfriend could stay off social media and out of the DMs of women he finds attractive and tries hooking up with them using that lead actress as clout. And the very sad thing is the actress knows about all this, but does nothing to stop it because she's in love.
Oh.
Actress, most popular movie.
I mean, I'm Little Mermaid. Halle Bailey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Who is she dating? Do we know who she's dating?
Well, it was a blind item like 2 weeks ago. We talked about this particular person. No, I wasn't saying it like that.
Oh.
Remember we said that the studio is doing all they can to make sure her boyfriend rapper doesn't say a word during the entire press process because he's kind of a sleazy person. I didn't know who they were until this, but DDG.
Okay.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, an American actor or American rapper named DDG, but filling in the blanks here, according to NT Lawyer, Halle Bailey is biggest movie actress or biggest actress in the world right now with that huge movie that is out. And you would think as a result that DDG, her boyfriend, could stay off of social media and out of the DMs of women he finds attractive. But apparently he's just using her name as clout to try to get with these women.
Oh, God. Gross. I hope that's not true.
Oh, no. What if he ends up with somebody
that's nasty.
Famous.
That is nasty.
You know, someone single that's famous. Anybody, that would be sad.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's not do all that. The best for
Can
Halle Bailey.
Got a happy one in there?
Yeah, we'll put a happy. Sure. This isn't happy for one particular person.
Uh-oh.
This foreign-born A-list actress / A-plus-list podcaster says this foreign-born singer is awful in bed.
Is the podcaster like a... what's her name?
A-list actress?
Was actress singer?
This foreign-born A-list actress / A-plus-list podcaster says the foreign-born singer is really awful in bed.
A actress podcaster.
Everyone
Busy Phillips?
Has a podcast.
No.
It's hard to keep track of who has a podcast.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No.
She's got a new podcast. Who's Dax Shepherd's?
Oh, that's
not.
No.
Well, hold up a second. I'm fact checking while I'm doing this here.
Oh, they could be wrong.
Oh.
This happens occasionally.
It could be a little bit
listener,
wrong.
Your listener, just understand that.
That doesn't make any sense
some
at all.
Items are...
I'm just trying to figure out who is an A-list actress
who does a podcast.
Who is an A-plus-list podcaster.
Well... That's going to be the
Okay, that could be it. I had to pull an audible here. I think the original answer that was given is definitely incorrect.
Okay.
What was incorrect about it? The description or
The description, and that is because they're not foreign-born, at least the first answer that was given. So we're going to throw that one out, and we're going to go with this other one here.
Okay, well, we had no idea anyway, so that's okay.
Again, this foreign-born A-list actress / A-plus-list podcaster says this foreign-born singer is really awful in bed.
Okay.
But I would consider this person an A-list actress.
You wouldn't? Okay.
No.
But a very popular podcaster.
Very popular person. Not even popular for their podcast, although they do have a podcast now.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we know who they slept with?
Technically, they could be A-. Oh, yeah, we definitely. That's the most famous person of the whole mix.
Oh.
So originally, I'll just pull back the curtain on. Originally, they were saying Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, because we kind of got that little, but that was kind of open.
That's
but
not.
It's not, because she's not foreign-born. But I do think we found the actual answer. She's more of a model than an actress.
Okay. Kaya Gerber.
And she's been described differently by
NT Lawyer
in the past.
A-list actress. Okay, I'm still
who's
stuck on
modeling.
That.
I'd stay with A plus list.
Is this like a Leo thing?
No. Okay. The person they slept with was a foreign born singer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, foreign born singer.
Was that person Zayn?
Nope.
Pitbull.
But you're a heck of a lot closer with that.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Oh, Olivia Wilde?
Nope.
Oh. Harry Styles.
Taylor Swift?
She's not foreign born. No, darn. An actress who slept
model.
With Harry Styles.
Very recently, we put these two names together because of a little schmoochy schmoochy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kylie.
No. The Radichkowski.
Yeah, Radichkowski.
You got there.
Or whatever her name is.
Yep. You got there.
Okay. She said he's bad in bed.
Filling in the blank, Emily, whatever her name is, as Dawn just referred to her, it is, she apparently says that Harry Styles is really awful in bed, which I mean.
You know, I hate when people do that because sometimes I feel like that's a flex.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah, I know you think Harry Styles is amazing, but really he wasn't that good in bed. You're like, as compared to what?
Right.
Like
you don't know what my experience has
been. I have had a lot of bad experiences. So if Harry's at least a three on that list, I will take that every day.
Plus, maybe, you know, I think of people like ingredients to a soup. Maybe your ingredients just didn't match with his to make the correct.
Well said.
Like recipe, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Like you're bringing strawberries and he has wasabi. You know, that's just not going to go together. That doesn't mean wasabi is bad.
Well, I mean, she did date Pete Davidson, so the bar is real high.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to really put, but is it like, I don't know what makes her freaky,
yeah.
Right? Like, whatever, to go to Dawn's analogy, like, I don't know what kind of soup you like on the, like,
that's right.
Super salad bar.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe you like that crusty cheese on that French onion.
Ooh. Why did you have to use that for the example?
Maybe I don't know. Like I was trying to think of sexy soup.
Yeah.
I mean, what other
sexy
soup is soup? What other soup is sexy?
None. We can't go there. There's no time for that.
Sexy soups. Mike, we have to go.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry because I wanted to keep this conversation going with sexy soup. But instead, Dawn, when we come back, we're going to go deep, real deep, on a couple of other blind items right here on Mike.
That would be now.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here. I want you to do me a favor. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 21st. I am hosting an event with Alight, you know my friends at Alight, to celebrate World Refugee Day, and I would love for you to join me. You know, too often refugees and displaced people are portrayed one-dimensionally, as victims or even worse, as villains. So we're making space to lift up their stories of abundance and resilience, and that's why I want you to join me on June 21st at 6 p.m. at Quincy Hall in Northeast Minneapolis. I'm going to be moderating a conversation with Andrew Leon Hanna. He's the author of 25 Million Sparks, The Untold Story of Refugee Entrepreneurs. And we're going to follow up that chat with some delicious arepas from Soleil Ramirez and Arepa Bar. It's going to be a wonderful evening. To join us at this fun event, all you have to do is head to wearealight.org/Bradley. I'd love to see you there.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. This is the part where we get a little deeper into the blind items.
Deeper into
blinded by the item.
Dawn!
I have one for you. Okay. Or no, you have one for me. You go first. We just discussed this like 10 seconds ago.
We just talked about this. I was like, did I miss something?
No, you didn't.
Dawn.
I
have it on high authority, actually. The person who dropped this bit of gossip said they have it on high authority that a certain A-list peach-loving actor, this is for both you and Mike, have it on high, or no, I just said that. Peach-loving actor hitched a ride on Miss Rise and Shine's private jet Thursday morning on an excursion from Paris to Budapest.
Oh!
The actor was seen celebrating at a UEFA Europa League final. Isn't that soccer?
Yeah.
In Budapest today and at Beyoncé's concert in Paris when the makeup mogul was also in attendance. So!
Oh! Well, the makeup mogul is Kylie.
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
And
the peach-loving, is this Croy? Because he's from Atlanta. I mean,
Croy Bierman and Kylie Jenner.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, because God! This peach loving, I'm thinking Real Housewives of Atlanta or in Atlanta. Okay, no. Think about it. Okay.
Think about it. You are a movie. Think about the peach.
The peach, like he likes butts? Because the peach emoji means a butt. Mike, help me.
Is it Jack Black? I was thinking because he played Bowser, who was in love with Peach.
I like where you're going. So what I want you to do is think about the peach,
not about the peach as a butt.
Okay.
I don't know if this person loves butt, but this person does love to eat a peach. Or maybe did.
Eat a peach.
Think about it. Actor.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet. Because yes, you're talking about, oh, no, call me by your name.
Yeah, that's what that was referenced.
Okay, so he is on a private jet.
He hitched a ride. I think this is Miss Rise and Shine.
Who is this?
Is Kylie?
I don't know. I'm just imagining Kylie's next relationship with Jack Black, and it's making me laugh.
Well, almost as or enjoyable Bowser. As Croy Bierman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, I can just see Kylie Jenner like, are you kidding me? No, be gone with you. Anyway, let me fill in the blanks for the listener.
Yeah.
So this person says they have it on high authority that Timothy Chalamet hitched that ride. I think the way this is worded, that they're just saying that he hitched a ride on her
jet
and that she was also at Beyonce's concert, which he was at. So, like, because I will say, if you go look at, you know, the tabloids, mm-hmm. you will see there have been reports of them both being in the same place.
Right.
But so the whole story is that they are still together. But if you read, you know, the sort of surface tabloids, they'll say like, but it's not serious. They are still hanging out, but it's not serious. But then people are like, well, we've looked to see where your private jet is going, Kylie. Nice try. You guys are in the same place. So it's still happening.
Oh,
and you did miss Bradley on Tuesday. We had a blind item that said while Kylie was over in France doing all of the stuff for Cannes and doing all the other stuff going on over there, Timothy was basically, just hooking up with a bunch of randos.
Oh,
we did have that
with
from
a bunch of randos.
That's what it was. That's how it said, a bunch of random hookups.
Okay. Welcome to my 20s. At Cannes or at Beyonce's concert in Paris?
This was back here, or wherever else, because he was saying while she was overseas, while she was away, he was hooking up with randos, according to the blind item.
I don't know why I'm asking. Peaches. I heard this, and I was here. You weren't here.
You know, Mike, I'm going to just give you the space to move along and share your blind item, Dawn.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
Okay, this B-plus actress showed up at Cannes looking... people are calling BS on this B-plus-less actress's claims that she hasn't had any work done when she showed up to Cannes with a baby face. When just 2 years ago, she said that she wouldn't even get a facial. Maybe her youthful appearance is from the BDE.
Okay, well, the BDE, of course, means this actress slept with Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But who is the B... Do you say B-list or B-plus?
B-plus-list. Actress
with a baby who showed up with a baby face. That's a B plus list actress seems like a broad category.
And people are like, you've certainly had work done. Mm. And just 2 years ago, she said, I haven't had any work done, and I won't even get a facial because I'm afraid of what they would do to my face.
Nice try,
yeah,
Martha Stewart. It's not Martha Stewart.
No,
Pete Davidson. Who would it be?
It's not Emily Ratajkowski.
No.
No, okay.
Think of somebody who you would expect to look older than she does. B plus.
It's not Olivia Wilde.
No.
But they've been seen together?
Oh, yeah. They dated.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Okay. He's got it.
I've got it, but I don't have her name. Kate Beckinsale?
Yes!
There you go.
You did it!
Got it!
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because there was talk about how she was much older than him.
Yep.
She's 49.
I'm going to look at her face.
Okay, and basically, years ago, she said, people comment on her Instagram and say, there's no way that anyone can look this way if they haven't had something done.
Yeah.
And she says, no threads, no thread lift, no Botox, no laser, no nose job, no filler. And also, she also said that she had some type of a condition that caused her to not
look at
get
her
Botox.
She looks quite a bit different.
Yeah.
Quite a bit different.
I mean, she has no lines on her forehead. That's the biggest thing there. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dawn, for that wonderful, wonderful blind item. When we come back, we got to go talk about Leonardo DiCaprio's cringy dance. We'll do that when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.